Well, let's get started on our digital newsroom. Take a look at what's going on behind the scenes at Rosie on the House. Haven't had this feature in a few weeks. It's been so packed. We get done with the program. I'm like, whoa, blew right through that one. We're going to start off with, I guess it would be a call to action. Rod is in Buckeye, and he's a very devout listener. Wants to support the program, is a believer in the referral network, but says, man, I'm in Buckeye, and it feels like I call some of your contractors, and they feel like I'm in Palm Springs. They act like Buckeye is the other side of the world. Hey, Rod, I live in Whitman. I'm straight north of you 50 miles, maybe not quite that, maybe 40, probably about a 50, 55 mile, because you got to go around the White Tanks, either the 303 or Sun Valley Parkway. I built out there, and I had the same thing. That's something that you deal with when you live that far out. And for a contractor to have a licensed, insured vehicle on the road, I don't even know what it is now. It was 12, 14 years ago. It was neighboring $75 an hour. It's probably more than that. So for them not to want to spend, that's an hour in and an hour out. So I guess what I'm saying here is the call to action. We have not been able to find an air conditioning contractor located in Buckeye that's been able to make it through the screening process. So if you are a licensed air conditioning contractor, Rainbow Valley service area, Buckeye, parts of, Gila River run, we have an opening for you. And we've got some loyal listeners in Buckeye that like to use only the referral network just because of the guarantee that it gives the Arizona homeowner for the code of ethics, the complaint resolution policy, the dedication to just doing the next right thing. We've got an opening for you and some opportunity. Jeff,
I've got something. I've got something on that air conditioning situation that's a little bit of a segue. A couple weeks ago, I compulsively knew that one of our certified air conditioning contractors were taking a three-year-old air conditioning unit off someone's roof, and I opened that unit up for auction.
Yes.
That went very well.
Good.
It went so well that one of our other air conditioning contractors called and said, I'm taking a 4-ton, 13-SEER, train package heat pump that's only 3 years old off a roof. There's nothing wrong with this unit. It's having to come off the house because the non-Rosie certified air conditioning contractor that installed it 3 years ago put too much air conditioning on the house. And the occupant isn't getting the lower bills they were anticipating they would get. They're not getting the cooler temperatures. They're not getting the filtered clean air. So they're actually taking this 3-year-old, 4-ton, 13-SEER train package heat pump off, cleaning it up, moving it to their warehouse. We're going to start taking bids on this unit, but I want you people who are going to bid on it to know this. Your house is going to need to be something in the 1,800 to 2,200 square feet, okay? Chances are winning bid for the last unit was about 50% of the full retail value. So this is a 3-year-old unit that should easily have a 15-year life expectancy, easy, that's available to the highest bidder at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Don't call the radio show right now. We're getting full loaded up with people who have questions about projects they want to get done this week. But I want y'all to know that any money that's raised by this auctioning off of equipment will find its way to a charitable organization like Habitat for Humanity, or it might just find its way to Living Hope Women's Center for today's auction, because that's where we're broadcasting from in Springerville, Arizona. So one more time, it's a 4-ton, 13-SEER, 3-year-old train package heat pump. Mounts on the roof. Everything's in one unit. If that's what you have at your house and you're in about 1,800 to 2,200 square feet, you can submit a bid for this equipment. We'll notify highest bidder by Monday or Tuesday evening at the latest.
Very good. Info at Rosie on the House, INFO at rosieonthehouse.com.
We kind of got overwhelmed last time I did that, so we'll see what happens.
A couple of the people that lost out on the bidding, the opportunity to jump back on it.
Just make sure your house is the right size, because we're not going to sell you this unit to have you then have the same problem that the current homeowner has, okay?
Jeff writes in and he's looking for retractable screens. That brought me to, it's probably time to invite the guys from Phoenix Tittenhawning back on. The oldest licensed contractor, the original licensed contractor from 1918, still in business today on McDowell. They do some beautiful shade options for back patios, and with the increase in technology, they're smart enough to follow the sun down and retract back. Just a great opportunity not to have to keep moving your chair. The Phoenix Tent and Awning, great, great partner. And that music says I'm out of time for this break, so we'll just save the rest of these for later. It's Rosie on the House.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.